You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. Welcome to the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We broadcast live from networking events, talking to small business owners, entrepreneurs. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts, Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, and on YouTube. I'm CJ Williams. I'm joined by, I forgot already.
It's all right, Marvin Gregory.
Marvin Gregory, that's my apologies. Marvin Gregory with Rock'em Sock'em Fitness. I told you this was going to be an interesting conversation.
Because, oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I used to own a gym here in Charlotte.
Okay.
For a number of years. That's kind of how I got my start in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
But tell me about Rock'em Sock'em.
Reason why I chose the name Rock'em Sock'em Fitness, I'm kind of dating myself. I'm 48 years old, and one of my favorite games when I was younger was Rock'em Sock'em Robots. So I decided to throw a little spin on it and name the gym Rock'em Sock'em Fitness.
Okay. So is it an actual gym?
That's just the name of it, Rock'em Sock'em Fitness. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a very fun, bubbly personality, and I just want to stand out of all the white noise in Charlotte, because, you know, I've been studying the market for about 3 years since I've been living in Charlotte, and it seems like just like corner stores, there's a gym on every corner. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how can I make myself stand out amongst the white noise in Charlotte?
So is acquiring clients has been a struggle?
It has been, because just like I said, there's a billion gyms in Charlotte, you know, and every gym has a personal trainer. But what I've noticed here in Charlotte, that there's not any mobile personal trainers. There's nobody to travel to where the customers are. So that's kind of my thing and what I want to do, you know, for the city of Charlotte.
What's your niche, Mark?
I want to primarily do women and children, because there's a lot of women out there that want to get in shape, but they don't know how to.
Yeah. So what are you doing to target them?
Really, right now, I just kind of did the old school thing, you know, did the yard signs and different things like that. I have an Instagram and a Facebook page, but like I said, there's so many gyms out there, it's kind of hard to just kind of stand out.
Have you considered meetups?
No, I actually haven't.
Small group?
No, I actually haven't.
For free.
Right, okay.
A free meetup, that's how I started.
Okay.
Outdoors, get some equipment, bands, smaller hand weight. Of course, we outside, so they can run and things like that. Free meetup on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I found a dance studio here that let me rent that room on a Saturday morning. Then, of course, I did some outside.
Mm-hmm.
But that at least got footage for me that I could use, video. Obviously, got those people. Those people became my first paying clients.
Okay.
They were coming for free to the media. They became my first paying clients when I got space or situation figured out with my space.
Gotcha.
And it was, I don't even remember how much I was charging, but I was doing like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, early morning boot camps.
Okay.
And built from there.
Okay.
You got a website?
I do.
How's it? Do you like it?
I actually do.
You did it yourself?
I did, actually. Okay. I did.
So it's probably not good. When we do our own websites,
we
always like, man, this is the bomb.
Right.
Nobody's getting anything from it. But yeah, it's neither here nor there. If you like it, then that's good.
Okay.
Now, on your website, are you clear about who you help?
Yes. I actually am. Like I said, I specifically said for women and children. And I also said that, you know, I'm going to meet you where you are, whether you brand new to fitness and don't know what you're doing, to where you're just, you know, just need some touch-ups, you know what I mean? And, you know, I also said that, you know, the focus of my gym is to take personal training to the core of what personal training is, and that's actually being personal, you know what I mean? And meeting you where you are, you know, in your fitness journey and getting you to where you need to be.
Talk to me about your experience with fitness. Where did it come from?
My experience in fitness is actually, I grew up in a military house. My father was in the Army for 21 years himself, and then I joined myself, and I did 15 years in the military, and then...
Where were you stationed?
I was stationed in Germany, Fort Stewart, Georgia, Fort Lewis, Washington. Did 5 tours in Iraq and 3 in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And then I trained in Muay Thai for 3.5 years, and I currently hold a red belt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm from Fort Bragg.
Oh, good deal.
My dad was 82nd Airborne.
Okay. I was 16th Military Police, and that's right up under 82nd Airborne Division. So, yeah.
Okay.
I know those guys.
Man, I wish we don't have enough time here, but I'd really like to know what you have going on with that video.
Okay.
Because I had my shit coming. Like, right. My boot camp, right. By the time I shut it down right before COVID.
Okay.
I had a gym right on Independence.
Okay.
I would run 5:30 a.m. boot camp. Okay. I would run one at 6:30 sometime, mm-hmm. or 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then I maybe run one in the evening. Like, I had, it was running. Like, I never worried about clients.
Right.
They were coming.
Right.
And that was one thing I tell trainers is, you know, the group stuff gets people in.
Okay.
I focus on boot camps because it was easy.
Okay.
It's easy to get 20 people in here. Mm-hmm. They paying a low rate, but I don't need it. Because personal training,
mm-hmm.
it's a car note.
Right.
It's easier to find people that can pay $150 a month.
Right.
Over people that can pay $400 right. a month that you're going to pay a personal trainer.
Right.
You know, and, you know, depending on the economy and all this stuff, mm-hmm. who you target. But it was easy for me to bring people in new. I would start off, hey, you get the first month just $30. I was doing this Monday through Friday. They can come the whole month, just $30.
Right.
By the second week, they're sold.
Right.
Because they experience, they're having so much fun. That mm-hmm. all these other ladies in here who are just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I never worried about clients. Okay. Video was a big part of my marketing. Okay. I made video content every day, and it was for them. So one thing I will say, when I first got into it, about 2014, when I was looking around for help
mm-hmm.
online, I saw these trainers. And back then, we didn't have, like, Instagram, what it is. Yeah, Facebook, yeah, YouTube. But I look at them, I see them doing these push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, why are they doing that? That's so simple, so simple. A few years later, I found myself doing it because it spoke directly to my target. Hey, it's not just show that I know how to do a push-up. This mm-hmm. means I can show you how to do it. Right. I can get you. I'm showing you the modified version. And I'm working away. And it's a basic video. I think some people make content and marketing so hard because
mm-hmm.
a push-up, you can do a push-up, no problem. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to you. So simple. But right. to them, it's everything. Just to be able to do a simple push-up
got you.
Is everything to them. So having content like that that says, this ain't for anybody.
Right.
This is just for those people who I'm trying to target.
Okay.
A simple push-up, squat video, row video,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the basic movements.
Right.
Simple videos. Cause it ain't for everybody. It ain't gonna be it might not even be stuff you put on social media. It's gonna be on your website. It's gonna be on YouTube.
Right.
It's going out in your email. Do you have an email list?
I do.
How are you adding? Do you have a lead magnet on your website?
What is that?
Something that were for me it was like a meal plan, a right. free meal plan. So they put their email address in,
uh-huh.
and I get their email. Now I have their email address. So now they're on my email list.
Something
that gets them to give you. To give them your contact, your email, their email address. I'm sorry.
Got you.
Okay. For me, it was a 7-day meal plan or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something I found online. It's free. I offered up. I was adding 3 or 4 emails to my email list every week.
Okay.
So over the course of the month, I got 12, 15 emails. These are people I'm reaching out to. Okay. I'm sending emails every week.
Okay.
But I'm not selling them on anything.
Right.
This might be the push-up video that I made. Hey, I made this video for you. You got trouble. And I'm not trying to sell you on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just helping you. That way, when they are ready to spend some money and they ready to do something, mm-hmm. I'm there. They know where to go look. Hey, there's this guy who can show me how to do these push-ups.
Got you. Okay.
Marketing was my thing, mm-hmm. and it got to the point where I got bored with it. I got bored running the gym because it became a job,
mm-hmm.
and I found myself being more in love with video,
okay.
marketing. I said, you know what, let me take this and go work with other people.
Okay.
Because I feel like I was doing the... I felt like I was doing too much because it's like, well, the other trainers aren't doing
it. Right.
You know, but I'm doing it. And it was helping me. I had no problem. But it's like, man, I could be doing much more with this video set.
Okay.
And I kind of got, and I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm going to follow up with you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to want to know what you're doing with that. I'd like to know where you take that.
yeah. And it's Yeah, and it's pretty interesting, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually do have a client. You know, I have my one, and I'm proud of that one.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Durham, and it was kind of a funny story on how we met. I actually met her on a dating website. And, you know, we were going to be in the process of dating, but then, you know, that fell apart. But we still keep in contact. We're actually good friends. Uh-huh. And I've actually been telling her about my journey of building my own gym. And then inadvertently, she actually became one of my clients.
That's good. How many clients do you have right now?
I actually have one. That's okay. What I'm saying. And I'm proud of my one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Be proud of that one. Are you tracking her journey?
We follow up every day.
Testimonial that you could use for your, once you get a few months in and get a video testimonial from her. Those help too.
Okay.
Man, I got so many questions. I don't want to. What do you want to talk about? What's your philosophy on fitness? Like, what is it all about for you?
With me?
Step up closer to the
mic. With me, my philosophy on fitness is, you know, I'm a single father. You know, I have two boys. They're 11 and 8, and I'm 48. You know, and they still want to go play basketball and different things like that. So my thing when it comes to fitness or anything, actually, you know, don't let it become a job. You know, don't let it become work, because when it eventually becomes work, then you don't want to.
You don't want to do it.
You don't want to, you know. And I still stay in shape, even though I've been out of the military since 2013. I still stay in shape because that's my peace. You know what I mean? What keeps me happy, what keeps, you know, anything that keeps me active with my boys, because they're 11 and 8, I'm all for it. You know, so when it comes to fitness or when it comes to life, don't let it become work, you know.
How old were you when you had your first son? 36?
When I had my first child, I was 21.
Hold up. So you got an older one?
I had an older one. You know, unfortunately, you know, he passed away. But, you know, I had my first kid when I was 21, and then I had my last kid when I was in my 40s.
I'll go talk to you. I got a 5-year-old, and I'm 42.
Okay.
So I had him at 37.
Mm-hmm.
You think, and this is personal, I ask you, man. Do you think you appreciate fatherhood more when you have him a little bit later?
I actually do. You actually appreciate it more once you're older in life, because now you actually have time. You know what I mean? To be that father, you know what I'm saying, for your child that you need to be. Because when you're young, you're young. You know, so you're still ripping and running, trying to figure yourself out. You know what I mean? And now you have this little person that you got to be accountable for. But once you are older in life and you've lived life, you did all your ripping and running, now you have time to actually be a father to that child, you know, because anybody can be a dad, you know, but not everybody can be a father, you know what I mean? So to be that person that, you know, especially with young men, you know, young men these days don't have somebody that they can actually come be emotional to, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, they have their mom, and not knocking single women, you know what I'm saying, but they can't teach their boys how to be men.
They can't raise a man.
Right.
You can't. I don't care what nobody. You're not raising a man. Okay. Tell people real quick how they can find you, man.
All right. Hey, you can find Rock'em Sock'em Fitness at info@rockemsockemfitness.com. On our website, you can also find us on LinkedIn or on Facebook. Or you can also reach out to me at 704-340-8419, and I will be glad to help you in your fitness journey. So when you get a chance, come see me and we'll do this journey together.
Cool. I appreciate you.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.